InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Well, Trump spoke to a crowd of around 50,000 people yesterday. The corporate media said 25,000, but I've seen the numbers. It was at least 50,000. We had some crew there covering it. And he did a great job. He also, on Friday, after we criticized him for his death and destruction comment, tweeting a picture of a baseball bat, and we don't need that, he deleted it. So that's a good thing. We're winning this nonviolently. We don't need to step into the provocateur actions. And speaking of that, before we play a few of these clips, there is a new video that's been released of the Metro Police behaving just like Ray Epps, telling people break in, go over the barriers, go into the building. So we have the new videos coming out of that. I mean, this was a total and complete setup. We've got that tonight. But here's a few clips of Trump in Central Texas last night in Waco. He said either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. Totally true. He says this is the final battle. Here's the clips.
Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again. And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over, and America will be a free nation once again.
Well, he could have done a lot better job when he first got in, but I think he's awake to what's happening and going on now. I definitely like everything I'm hearing from Trump. Now, mainstream news is reporting that the DeSantis donors are telling him drop out before he ever announces. Trump comes out and says very unlikely DeSantis will be his running mate. This attempt to have him arrested has really blown up in their face and shows how disconnected the establishment is. But Trump does look like he's lost about 40 pounds. I like to look without the red tie, but I really like the things he's saying, the things he's doing. Jack Posobiec said, born too late to explore the earth, born too early to explore the galaxy, born just in time to make America great again. Wow. Trump describes 2024 election as the final battle from podium in Waco. The witch hunt against me is dead. Trump says Manhattan DA tricked by fraud star witness wasn't into horse face Stormy. And it just goes on from there. But I do have to say Trump looked really good yesterday. He looked younger than when he ran 7 years ago. Weird stuff going on. Huge. Trump says he thinks Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has dropped the case against him. Trump deletes post that threatens DA Alvin Bragg. Yeah, why did he do that? With an image of himself with a baseball bat. Like he's in that movie The Untouchables or something. We just don't need that, folks. So I'm very glad Trump deleted that. And maybe we can not walk in right into their trap and call for violence. That would be really... And he's like, well, they do it all the time. I understand that. Democrats do a lot of horrible things. Doesn't mean we have to act like them. So that's some of what we've got here tonight. I want to open the phones up coming up specifically on Trump and what you think of him obviously being the massive front runner. And the media is spinning it. Well, he'll just lose again like 2 years ago in 2 years. So, because you stole the election. I mean, we all know that. I mean, sure, you say it's not the case. The evidence is overwhelming. But can they beat a massive super tsunami? Because you see, so many Republicans stayed home because they believed the background noise that trust the plan, Trump's invincible, he will win, no problem. Just trust the plan, stay home, suck your thumb. But people now realize that's not the case. We're covering this and so much more today. It's a big live Sunday, March 26th, transmission. Stay with us.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want
to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be 100% clear with everybody on this live Sunday, March 26, 2023 broadcast. Whether Trump is for real or not, the deep state hates his guts and is scared of him because they see him as a power rival. And whether he's 100% real or not, when he gets up and says we have a world corporate government destroying our borders, our families, our culture that's criminal, and the corporate media is your enemy, and they're trying to devalue the dollar and destabilize our country, and it's us or them, and we either take them out or they take us out politically. That's all completely true. And saying that energizes the awakening to levels never before seen. Just like I told you in the last 6 months, used to, it was not popular to talk about world government, the New World Order, even though it was all true. Now, everybody from Russell Brand to Elon Musk to Joe Rogan's on board to Tucker Carlson. Tucker's been doing it for a long time. He's certainly not a Johnny-come-lately. But everybody else is starting to be a Johnny-come-lately, which is fine. We're really winning right now on so many fronts when it comes to hearts and minds. So that's a big deal. Trump was on fire yesterday in Waco, and so was Matt Gaetz, so was Marjorie Taylor Greene. I didn't go. We had some crew there covering it, but I got to tell you, it was amazing. More hardcore stuff said at that rally than have been said in the last 6-7 years of Trump combined. So Trump is definitely born again hard, as they call it, and I think they'll probably try to assassinate him or something. This is just insane. I'm mad at him about the poison shots and don't trust him. But even Jared and his daughter say they're not involved with Trump now to distance themselves. That's good. So it looks like he's got all the Hollywood wannabe scum away from him and is doing a lot better. Now, I certainly am not delusional, but again, I'm going to say it one more time. You don't say things like this. You don't speak truths like this and it not have a huge effect against the enemy. Somebody that is working for the New World Order does not say stuff like this. I think all of his kind of reckless statements about death and destruction and we're going to overthrow you and all this is not a good thing. Could have been better thought out, but is a good thing when it comes to showing that it's not a good thing in action. But it's, in a way, a good thing showing he is completely out of control, meaning they do not control him at all. I think it's very easy to gauge that and to see that, and that's why they hate him. Not that he wasn't aligned with them on some issues, but in the main, in general, this is an amazing time to be alive right now. This is not just Trump. Populism, nationalism, anti-globalism, pro-free market, pro-God, pro-family, information is paramount now all over the world. People really get there's a choice between nationalism and populism and freedom and the tyranny of the Great Reset and the New World Order and the UN and all the rest of it. So simply incredible. I got a bunch of these clips. I already played these once when the first little segment. I'm going to air them again. I'm just going to air them again because they're powerful, and I'll air the MTG clip and then the other Trump clip I didn't get to. But let's air the MTG clip first. Then let's play Trump. Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state, which is true. Trump with the final battle. And then Trump for the public schools. And we'll come back from break and hit all the rest of the news and open the phones up and take your calls and so much more tonight. Stay with us.
Biden and the Democrats have created one dumpster fire after another. But the most terrifying is the two-tiered injustice system. Just yesterday, I led an oversight committee delegation into the D.C. jail. And again, I witnessed the devastating effects on the pretrial January 6th detainees, who were the true political prisoners and are at the mercy of the Biden regime. Meanwhile, Antifa and BLM domestic terrorists are still out free roaming the streets. Biden and Merrick Garland are even trying to throw a man in jail for making memes during the 2016 election. The case of Douglas Mackey should scare every single American. Without free speech, we can never win the information war. But the most terrifying thing of all is how the Democrats have weaponized the government against President Trump all for the crime of beating Hillary Clinton and winning the 2016 presidential election. We don't consider that a crime, do we? No, we elected him. We elected him in 2016, and we also elected him in 2020, didn't we? But now the radical New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg has initiated yet another phony witch hunt against President Trump. That's right, boo. This attack is an egregious weaponization of our justice system designed to influence the 2024 presidential race. Since before President Trump was sworn in, radical left Democrats, or should we say communist Democrats, have attacked him with Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this from the Manhattan DA. This is nothing but a witch hunt against President Trump, and he is completely innocent. This is election interference, and we refuse to look at it any other way. Radical left communist Democrats in the New York District Attorney's Office are politicizing our justice system to influence the 2024 presidential race, but they're really hijacking our freedoms and destroying what it means to be an American. This is unprecedented. Never before has a former president been charged, a former innocent president. America's enemies are desperate to stop President Trump because he is the only one who can stop them. He is the only one who can defeat the radical communist Democrats. I want you to know, as hard as we work in the House of Representatives, where it's the only place we have Republican control, we cannot accomplish the America First agenda without President Trump in the White House. We have to take back the Department of Justice. You have to understand, they're not just coming after President Trump. They are coming after you. And President Trump is just the only one standing in their way.
Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again.
Well, I've called for this for decades. The rest of the clips when we come back after the break. But you cannot argue with the rhetoric. The rhetoric itself changes the playing field forever. It's the one thing the enemy can't stand is being identified, as I've told you 5,000 times. I'm getting chills right now. So when Trump came out against nuclear war, I still had issues with him, but I said he was better than DeSantis. He just went way ahead of DeSantis, and we'll open the phones up. I know a lot of you are pissed at Trump. I've been pissed as well, and I'm certainly not lackadaisical that he's going to save us, but you cannot lie that type of rhetoric from the president, the former president, the Republican frontrunner in every poll, 25 to 30 points ahead of DeSantis, 30 points ahead of Biden right now. He would just destroy him completely. Yeah, they stole the election, but by a margin. Trump surged so much that they have no way of winning now. If they held the election next week, he'd win by 30 points. Everybody knows it. So, wow, this is quite the moment, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order is in deep crap. They can't survive talk like this from Trump. I mean, let me tell you, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the live Sunday night edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here until 6 p.m. Sure, well, no one shorter takes over 6 to 8 p.m. with Sunday Live. And of course, weekdays, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith, myself, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, at Infowars.com/show, and across wonderful stations, TV and radio, across the country. So I want to give the number out. I have a ton of other important news and clips. We'll be interspersing between your phone calls. But seriously, I am a decisive person, and I'm almost always cut and dry where I stand. And I couldn't support Obama or John McCain back in 2008. They were both globalists. I knew it was a rigged election. And Obama did win in a landslide because the whole media was behind him. But John McCain was just as bad, in many ways worse, which is hard to be worse than Obama, but he's definitely right there with him. I mean, they're two peas in a pod. But with Trump, it's not a lesser of two evils. You know what you've got. He's got problems, but the deep state really hates him. He did a lot of good stuff. Do we just sit here and let them install somebody else or falsely put Trump in prison? So I've been drug kicking and screaming the last year back, very upset with Trump, to the fact that on so many issues he's dead on, like not putting us under the UN treaty over our health care and controlling our borders and bringing jobs back to America and stopping the fentanyl and now going after the deep state. And I really do believe that if he wins, if he gets back in office, he will fire the FBI director. He will fire the head of the Justice Department day one. He will clean house and put his people in there. That's why I have to be really honest with you. I think Trump's for real. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean all his actions are what I would do. But, I mean, he really means to be president. He's really fighting the deep state. And they see him as a threat to their power. They see him as a rival. If it looks like he's about to win again, I think they're going to shoot him. I think they're going to blow his airplane up. And he even said that last week. He said, well, I'm going to go ahead and just walk right in front of everybody in Manhattan in handcuffs. If I get killed, so what? I'll be a martyr. So he is in that fully committed mode. I found Jared Kushner disgusting. I found all people worshiping Trump disgusting. I found all the delusional stuff about how he's invincible and the Q stuff to not be true. I've got a lot of problems, but comparing Trump to the Democrats is not a lesser of two evils. It's two different animals. It's two different things. But here's the deal. What do we do other than Trump? Because I don't think he'll save us. None of us can individually save ourselves. All of us working together and through God can. But, I mean, really, obviously, they're scared of him and don't want him there. So do you want him back in, or do you like DeSantis, or am I wrong? Am I right? How do we put pressure on Trump to be more hardcore? Now it looks like he will be way more hardcore. That's basically the open discussion I'm having in my own brain that I'd like to share with you because I respect your views. I respect your ideas. I love the different angles and points you raise. So we're talking about one issue tonight, and that is President Trump as the Republican nominee, because he's going to get it. They could indict him all day. That'll take a couple of years to get a conviction. They're having to back off right now because it made him explode in the polls. I kind of told them that would have happened. I didn't know it would be 28, 30 points. I thought it'd be like 15, 20, as I said a few weeks ago. But what are they going to do? Because I want Bolsonaro back in. They stole the election from him. He isn't perfect either. I want to see more people like Orban in Europe. I'd like to see Nigel Farage run for parliament in the UK. Not just run for parliament, he has to be in parliament, run for prime minister. So none of these guys are going to save us individually. But remember, the Japanese prime minister was really fighting the New World Order. He got assassinated. Was getting ready to run again, reportedly. So it's a very dangerous position Trump's in. Make no mistake, the hatred the deep state has of him is very real. Just by being a supporter, I've experienced insane levels of attacks. But do not mix the two. Saying they hate his guts does not mean he's wonderful, does not mean he's infallible, does not mean he doesn't have issues like all of us do. He's got major blind spots. Man, we could talk all about those all day, but I'm asking you, what do you think? And then if you don't like Trump, what is your alternative? Or if you do like Trump, please just don't tell me everything's handled. It's wonderful. He's playing 10D chess. He knows all the answers. Because let me tell you something, he doesn't. And it's a really a positive thing in a way that obviously he's a wild card and the system hates him, but it's also positive in that when I got up here and promoted DeSantis in the last 6 months, it was to make Trump get better on issues. I knew he'd be the nominee. I said that at the time. But I'm not some loyal opposition that just sits there and opposes things to look good. I do it to get people to be better. Because I'm not a person following different leaders. I'm trying to get issues and policies in. I'm an action person. I'm a policy person. I'm a judge a tree by its fruits person, as Christ told us to be. But I have seen it many times, not all the time, like on the vaccine issue. I had two videos produced, got them to Trump, talked to the folks at Wash It with Trump. Trump tried to call me. I missed the call. And he said, I don't want to hear about this vaccine again. I think it's great. And if people don't like it, screw them. Okay, got it. But on the issue of death and destruction and baseball bats and, you know, all this garbage kind of saber-rattling, Trump came out and deleted his tweet or his true social post Friday with all the death and destruction baseball bat garbage, because we don't need that. That opens a major trap up for the globalist to stage events or provocateur and blame us. I think everybody understands that. So that's where I'm at on this. But we do see that we're able to have an effect on Trump. It's a positive thing, and he's way more hardcore than he used to be. And again, words aren't just words when it's somebody at his level. This will change the playing field forever. This will move the needle towards people exposing globalism as being the real enemy. And once their agenda is realized to be the bane of our existence, it's game over. So we're moving the ball down the field towards the touchdown end zone very fast. And I can tell you this is very positive from my perspective. Maybe you disagree. I'd like to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. If you agree, if you disagree, if you're a longtime caller, a first-time caller, I don't care whether you're black, white, gay, straight, tall, short. All I want is you to have a clean phone line and be ready to make your point, because I'm going to hang up on you quick because I respect your time and I want to get to the next person. 877-789-2539. Also remember, I'm not funded by the Republican Party. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm not funded by big money or George Soros or the Easter Bunny. I am funded by your purchases of products at InfoWarsStore.com, plus their amazing products. And I am very excited to see how popular Alex Jones for President t-shirt is, that's meant to be a fun shirt to meet like-minded people, cause conversations, and trigger leftist libtards. But it's a limited edition, one-month search shirt. That means it'll only be for sale another 3.5 weeks. And when it's gone, it's gone. Every new shirt will be 1 month, and that's it. And a lot of folks are getting it. I appreciate it because that helps fund the operation. It's just a historic little memento. Get your Alex Jones for President on the front, 2024, on the back, InfoWars.com, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a fundraiser shirt. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Because when this is gone, it's gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side. Band.video. Share that link. You know, supporting President Trump 8 years ago has been really hard for me. I've been attacked. I've been demonized. I've been lied about. And that makes it even more frustrating when he does the wrong thing. And so, again, I don't think he's our savior. Jesus Christ is our savior. But I'll say this. The things he's saying will irrevocably damage the New World Order and their agenda and will be picked up by world leaders everywhere against the New World Order agenda. So the victory of getting globalism and the deep state out in the open is unrivaled and is unprecedented. Don't make any mistake about that. He's not under their control. They're scared as hell of him. He's got major problems, though, because he wanted to be the savior when they said, sir, we got to lock down forever. He said, no, I'll warp speed it, even though they already had made the vaccine and they brought him that plan. But so he could be the savior, he went along with it and now won't admit he's wrong. I'll criticize him till the day I die for that. But everything else he's doing is completely pissing them off. So ask the listeners, do we just sit back and support some other Republican that's going to lay down to the New World Order? Now, look, I'm no rocket scientist, but I am a political analyst that's proven I know what I'm talking about. And the delusional left, when they went after Trump again, did not realize it would make him explode in popularity, which has now happened in all the polls. Even the New York Post, it's the mouth of the Republican Party. You know, the New York Times and Washington Post, the mouth of the Democratic Party. And said, oh, look, DeSantis' top donors say, sit it out. You're not the guy. Trump is pulled into the pole position. He's like a transgender swimmer, you know, winning a 200-yard race by 100 yards against women. By the way, that just happened again a few days ago. We have video of it. This gigantic dude, like, blasts all these women. I mean, he could compete against the best dudes, but he wants to, like, wipe these women out. He won by an entire 100 yards. And that's where Trump is. That's why last week I'm like, what the hell are you doing with baseball bats on TV and talking about death and destruction? You're going to win, man. The only hope they've got is getting us violent. And again, I spent an hour bitching at Trump about that. When he's wrong, he's wrong. Because here's the deal. I'm not going to sit here and kiss his ass. I don't want to go to Mar-a-Lago and sit around like, you know, I'm at some debutante rally. I don't want to be part of the power structure. I want freedom. I want the globalist off our backs. And if Trump will do it, great. But gut level, I know that if he's able to get in, which I think they'll kill him. I actually think he won't be able to get in, I'll be honest with you right now. If he's able to get back in, it's curtains for the deep state. He's going to go after them so hard, it'll make your head spin. The problem is they know that. So we should have a large discussion about that right now. We got loaded phone lines. Jason, Carlos, Michael, Anthony, Roberto, Killer, Savage, Ignacio, Julio, Candace, and others. So here's the deal. We're 6 minutes to break. I'm going to take at least 5 calls. So have your point ready. I'll move to the next person. Thanks for calling. Jason in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, Alex, long time no talk. So I totally agree with you 100% on all this. You know, I used to love Trump. I hated him. Starting to love him again. All the right things he's saying. I don't care who it is. We just got to get behind someone and just keep marching forward because we can't let these assholes win. So,
why are you supporting Trump?
Because I actually listened to him. And when I listened to his speech last night, like you said, he's no globalist. He's no nobody. He's fighting. And I'm standing behind him 100%.
And again, you get my point. That type of rhetoric hurts the New World Order so bad. I mean, you know, words at that level, exposing they're the enemy and the bad guys, you couldn't ask for something better. I mean, that is devastating.
That's why they want you, Mr. Jones. It's the same thing. They want us all, and they ain't going to get it. So, time to saddle up, boys. Let's go to work.
I hear you. I'm saying it right now. I support Trump fighting World War III, and I support Trump. You know, DeSantis came out and said he was anti-war a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Now he came out and said he loves war. So I don't like that out of DeSantis. Jason in Arlington, Texas, you're on the air. You think Trump's a Judas goat? Tell us about it.
Hey, Alex, you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so I think Trump is a new version of Operation Trust. I think that the corrupt system knew that their cover was blown. They know that they have about a single-digit approval rating. You said that many times. So they needed a controlled opposition operative to pacify any real resistance. And that's exactly what Trump does, because he never gets at the real issues, the Federal Reserve, the military-industrial complex. Ron Paul, I think Trump is wearing the mask of Ron Paul. And the system stopped Ron Paul because they knew he was real. Same thing with Ross Perot. Those were real guys. Trump has always been a part of this system. There's even a really interesting video of Sammy the Bull Gravano on YouTube where he says back in the day he tried to shake down Trump, but couldn't because Trump was surrounded by FBI. So he's had FBI around him for basically his whole career. Now, Alex, you are the real thought leader, okay? Trump needed you. You don't need Trump. Trump came and bent the knee to you because he needed your audience. He needed to get the patriots on his side. But he is not real. He is Operation Trust 2.0 because the system is way more sophisticated than we give him credit for. They know what they're doing. They needed to mislead the resistance. That's my main point.
The only way you're right, and you could be, is that we take the horrible Democrat attacks on Trump as if they're the full deep state. They're not the full deep state. They legitimately don't like him. But I think you're right that at a certain level, part of the deep state is opposition to the leftist and that Trump's their guy. I just don't know if Trump actually knows that. Because I know Trump. I've talked to him a ton. I know folks that know him well. There is nobody, brother, telling him what to do. I mean, let me tell you. So you could say he serves a bad element or something at some point, but he makes all his own decisions. He may be getting played or something, but I don't think he consciously is trying to sell the country out. What do you think?
The phrase that you coined geniusly back in the day, the left-right paradigm, it's fake. It doesn't exist. So they had to create an anti-system character to corral everyone. And that's totally what Jan 6 was. I mean, look at the Q shaman. Look at that situation where he came in dressed like a complete idiot. To me, that was a crisis actor. To me, that was someone that the system put in there for a photo op. It wasn't.
Yeah, but we now know he's in jail and got set up. But I hear your point. I appreciate your call. Carlos in Canada, what's your view on Trump?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Happy Sunday. I was distracted, but I want to tell you, if you want to reflect a little bit in 2016, listen to President Trump's inaugural speech. It will give you an idea as to where he was coming from and what he wanted to achieve. Shortly afterwards, you realized, and others, that he did not have a team behind him. He trusted. He thought he could trust Jeff Sessions. But that was only a superficial relationship with a senator that was loyal to the Senate. A Senate that internally was against the president. He was not supposed to be elected, and he was. Thirdly, if you want to understand why President Trump will be elected again, it will be because he understands America probably better than a lot of people who are billionaires and who have been billionaires. He is an American, self-made from apparently the Western type of thinking, but from New York, who wanted, like all billionaires, to win at the win. So for him, winning is important. But he could not have won because he didn't have a team. He must have a team. And if he doesn't, at present time, and remember, we told him in May 2020, drop everything and work on the election. Make sure that the election is not turned against you. If this doesn't happen before 2024, we'll just have a repeat. He has to make sure that every vote counts. Simple.
All right, stay there, Carlos. We'll give you about another minute to finish up on any other points you've got. Then Michael, Anthony, Roberto, Killer, Savage, Ignacio, Julio, Candace, and others. Ton of phone calls coming up. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. All right, Roger Stone has some big breaking news on the Trump front. He'll be popping in next hour. But Carlos, I wanted you to finish up the points you were making on Trump. Look, I know Trump is way far than perfect, but I know the deep state actually hates him. What do you say to callers that say he's an operative for him? It's a pretty articulate caller, and I almost agree with him, but then I don't. That say he's controlled opposition. What do you say about that, Carlos?
I don't think so. You see, I've been calling your program since 2016, actually, immediately after the last debate with Hillary Clinton. And I have to tell you this. President Trump, before running, he's a businessman. He had invested over $100 million in this affair. He wasn't going to leave anything that could come against him uncovered. Yes, people would criticize him, vent all sorts of things about him, but he knew very well that he had to be clean and to have to be straight. What was devastating about his campaign was that he said to the blacks of America, black people of America, he said to them, hey, what have the Democrats have done for you lately? And that simply left a question mark dangling. When he looked at the open borders and he said to people, look, you don't just let anybody in. We have borders to keep criminals out, okay? There are rules. People realize, hey, he's right. Now, all of those things he tried to say and do now have been used against to divide the people of America. And my advice to President Trump is this. Get yourself a team of people that are good people, proven in the field, real patriots like yourself. And don't just go for whoever tells you. Don't wait until somebody tells you, oh, you have to take in John Bolton, and then ask permission, as he did in May 2020. Can I get rid of this guy Bolton, please?
Absolutely. I mean, that shows how he brought in the establishment because they lied to his face. And so there won't be some honeymoon if he wins this time with me. And of course, a year and a half from now is like a million years from now. We'll be putting his feet to the fire the entire time. I just ask folks that are against Trump, what is your other option? I appreciate your call, Carlos. Good points. Michael in FEMA Region 10, that means the West Coast. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So let me get this straight. A 74-year-old billionaire is supposedly a controlled opposition, a guy that nobody can control. He's working for the left and is doing all this. It's malarkey. It's garbage.
No, I mean, I know Trump personally. He is completely pigheaded. No one is telling him anything.
That's
in fact,
right.
We know his family is telling him not to run, so now he won't even talk to him, other than Don. The word is he doesn't even talk to the rest of his family now.
The thing about Trump is that you can tell he's genuinely a patriot. This guy loves his country. It's absolutely clear. The other thing is I've really enjoyed your interviews of Michael Flynn, General Flynn. And Flynn is a patriot. You know, now, Flynn, he used to be a Democrat, and now he's changed because he's seen the inside. He knows how devious it is. But, you know, one thing about Trump is that he is appointing judges who've changed the federal courts for the better, and then that's getting reversed by
Biden. Look what's happened with the Supreme Court.
That's right. The Bruin decision, which is restoring the Second Amendment and our right to bear arms, is because of Trump. You think some controlled opposition
guys. And we've been winning every major federal case right now. All the Democrat gun legislation is being thrown out.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, there are three military officers that about 2017, we sent in a suggestion to the Department of Defense because the Department of War back in 1938 had a citizenship guide which taught citizenship to all the military. You know the 1776 commission that Trump put out? You think some controlled opposition guy is going to do that? That's what a patriot does. There is no better time to teach our troops, all of them, and all branches of the services, about our Constitution, our heritage. That's what our country
needs. I agree.
If
we took the country even partially back now, it's primed to totally wake up.
He would never put a 1776 commission in unless he loved the country. So all of these clowns out there who are trying to fight, overthinking things. And all the guy was articulate who was saying that, you know, Trump's controlled opposition. He's overthinking it. You need to look at what people do rather than what they say. And when you look at what Trump did, the man loves his country. All right. And
well, here's my other question to them. Clear. What do we do if we don't have Trump? I mean, you got DeSantis saying, yeah, I love DeSantis in a lot of ways, but George Herbert Walker Bush is his idol. He's pro Russia war. And I still like DeSantis. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, Trump is just way out ahead of him right now. The rhetoric of we're going to defeat the deep state, the New World Order, and fire all these agency heads and restore the republic. I mean, they hate those ideas even being out there. Those ideas are coffin nails to them.
That's right. That's because everybody who makes it to the top in politics has been vetted along the way. There's only one guy that hasn't been vetted, and that's Trump, because he is not a politician.
And by vetted, they've been compromised over and over again.
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Alex. You know that better than anybody. Even Pence, we thought he's Mr. Christian conservative. He was part of the deep state as well. He's a swamp creature.
There's no doubt about that. I appreciate your call. And what the process the last 7 years has been is showing us who's who. Roger Stone's coming up next hour. We'll take your calls as well. Let's go to Anthony in Utah. You're on the air. Anthony, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I want to talk about something. Chuck Schumer, he's allowed to say roughly to a reporter that the CIA has seven ways to Sunday. To what do you call again?
The deep state, the intelligence agencies have seven ways of Sunday to get back at somebody.
That if he doesn't vote towards the correct way with abortion, that he's going to feel the heat on him.
The whirlwind.
The world wins the heat on him. Okay, and then he also said, Maxine Warmer says, if anybody sees anybody in a gas station or in a restaurant or any other place, you get in their face. You get in their face and you tell them you ain't welcome here. You can't come here. Okay. And then you had some comedian who had a mock dummy head of Trump, okay, that they cut off, and it was dripping blood, and she was walking around, and his son happened to see that. I'm going to call it a commercial for right now, okay? And his son got very scared that he thought his father was dead. That was about 5 years ago. Hello, Alex, are you there?
100%, I'm listening to you, brother.
Hello?
Yes, Anthony, I appreciate your call. Your phone has lost connection. Let's go to Roberto in Florida, then Roger Stone. Roberto, go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. God bless your crew. Two quick points I'd like to make. I'd like to see you get Scott Ritter on, if you could. He did the great speech about the war machine in Ukraine. People can look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I haven't had Scott Ritter on in about 14 years. We should get him back on.
Great, great person. my thing is, I'm recently saved, recently baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the guy who died for our sins, paid for our souls with his blood. We are all bought and paid for by him. We are true God, sons of God, daughters of God. People need to read their Bibles. This has all been pre-written. There's nothing we can do to control any of this. I did agree with Trump in the beginning. I don't know. Fool me once. You're bad. Fool me twice. My bad. I don't know what to think anymore, but I do know, get saved, read your Bible. And if you're ever down in Sarasota, I've just moved down here to Florida. I found a great church. The pastor speaks about everything that you talk that no one speaks about. This guy talks about it all.
What's his name? What's the name of the church?
Pastor Danny in Manatee County, and it's the House of Fellowship.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. All right, we're going to get to Killer and Savage and Ignacio and Julio and Candace and everybody else. Keep those phones loaded. They are loaded, but I don't see names according to those people that are on hold. So we're taking a ton of your calls. So is Owen Schroyer in about an hour and 3 minutes from now. He'll be hosting 6 to 8 p.m. Central. But Roger Stone has got a lot of big breaking news, a lot of big developments. Roger, great to have you here. We're going to break in about a minute, but give us a prelude to what you're going to be covering.
You know, Alex, you now have the New York Times and The Hill, two left-wing publications, openly admitting that Donald Trump's attacks on Ron DeSantis have had the desired effect, as has his combative, pugilistic approach to the various investigations. And he is literally soaring in the polls, and I think going to soon be untouchable for the Republican nomination, and once again, our strongest possible nominee. The governor DeSantis has misplayed his cards badly here. I want to talk to you all about it.
And we got 20 seconds to break, but average poll, Trump 28 points ahead of DeSantis. I mean, he's 15 to 20 points ahead of Biden in a rematch. I mean, wow, they really screwed the pooch with Trump, didn't they?
I think they've made an enormous mistake. You know, when the New York Times admits that things are going your way, they must really be going your way.
Wow. Well, I don't want us all to start celebrating yet here. Let's come back next hour and talk about it with the great Roger Stone, former top Trump advisor and the guy that got Trump to run for the presidency. This is a big deal, big show tonight. Hour number two is only 2 minutes away. Band.video, Infowars.com, and the new Alex Jones for President shirts. Nothing triggers a libtard like them. They're available at Infowars Store. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. Well, corporate media says 25,000 people. Local news reports that 40,000 fit inside the area they had, but just like January 6th, He had 40,000 inside the ellipse and another close to a million outside. People lined up for hours and hours, couldn't get in. If anything, Trump goes with too small stadiums. But, man, the rhetoric, bringing down the deep state, bringing down the New World Order, 28 points ahead of DeSantis in major polls. We'll be breaking that down when some stations join us in 5 minutes. But, Roger, let's jump into it right now.
Is there any other political figure in America that could command that kind of crowd and that kind of media attention, particularly when the mainstream media is doing their very best to pretend he doesn't exist? Trump is washed up. He's finished. He has no appeal. He's done. And then you see something like this, where he not only commands an enormous crowd, and look, Waco isn't Dallas, as you know. I mean, that this is really a historical, political phenomena. And I think he laid it out better than I've ever heard him. Our problem is not Russia. Our problem is not China. Our problem is our own corrupted leaders. What could be more plain than that?
I totally agree with you. And you just hit the nail on the head. Trump's incredible success, still having rallies of 50,000 people, Texas 40,000, with almost no announcement, like 4 or 5 days pre-announcement in the middle of nowhere. I mean, folks, Waco's cow pastures, in case you didn't know. It's 2 hours north of Austin. This is the death of the corporate media's attempt to control debate, and it shows they don't have the power they claim.
It's absolutely true, Alex, and I must tell you, it was very foolhardy of me. I went on Twitter, and I mildly criticized Matt Gaetz's red blazer. I said, I appreciate your support for President Trump, but I'd keep that red blazer for Christmas if I were you. I was so overwhelmingly outvoted that although I myself would reserve the red blazer for Christmas, Congressman Gaetz can wear anything.
I was about to say, he looks like when I was a kid and they had huge movie theaters in Dallas they've gotten rid of that have these giant screens. I don't know why things get less good as time goes on, but when I was a kid, my mom would take me to this big theater in Dallas to see classic movies like Ben-Hur and stuff that were re-showing. Just this gigantic movie screen. And they had men mainly and women in red blazers. And he looks like the person with the flashlight that takes you to your seat.
Yeah, the usher. It's the usher look. And we're not referring to the rapper singer in this case. But look, he gave a very fiery speech. And I love the fact that Trump basically announced all the congressmen that have endorsed him. And then he made reference to those who he endorsed, who he has clearly contacted. And they're saying, oh, I love you, Mr. President. I'm going to be for you. I'm just not ready to endorse you now. Trump basically said, if you're not with us today, we don't want you. I love that. That is vintage Trump. It is a time for choosing. And people have to decide, are you with the Rhino establishment? I mean, Karl Rove blurts out on Fox referring to DeSantis as our campaign. What a stunning reveal that was.
All right, I'm going to shut up and give you the floor when we come back. I want to walk through the tables totally turning on DeSantis. He was neck and neck with Trump, some polls ahead, just 2 months ago. What happened since then? Was it his endorsement of the war? Was it him saying his role models, George H.W. Bush, skull and bones? What did it? And then let's not get too positive here. They're still trying to indict Trump. And I know a lot of his family doesn't like him being all happy about this, but he knows he's innocent. Will he get indicted next week, or is Trump right that this Soros creature in New York is about to back off? Is it true? The witch hunt against him, he's dead. Trump says Manhattan DA tricked by fraud star witness who, again, he's not into Stormy Daniels, he says. He goes on to say, Trump says he thinks Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has dropped the case against him. We'll get all that from Roger Stone straight ahead. But I'll say this, and I'm not in a Trump ass-kissing club here because Trump drives me up the wall. He looks like he's lost 30, 40 pounds and looks great. In the photos and video I saw, looks like he's, for his age, my God, I'm jealous. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Roger Stone, straight ahead. And Roger Stone's with us for about 30 minutes to the bottom of the hour. Then we'll come right back to the loaded phone lines. Trump is now in major polls, 25 to 35 points ahead of DeSantis, everybody else. Their attempt to arrest him is blown up in their face. Here's a short clip of Matt Gaetz yesterday to a crowd of at least 40,000 people, standing room only, tens of thousands turned away in Waco, Texas.
only Donald Trump could have rescued us from Hillary Clinton. Without Trump doing three rallies in the final week in the 2018 election in Florida, my governor today would probably be Andrew Gillum. How weird is that? And without Trump dragging Ted Cruz across the finish line, your senator would probably be Beta Beto. So Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, patriots of the MAGA movement delivered for you in your time of need. Today, Ron DeSantis and Ted Cruz should endorse Donald Trump for president and stand with us as we were so proud to stand with them.
Roger Stone, I'm going to shut up. You got the floor. History happening right now. Deep state horrified. Will they indict Trump? What's really happening?
Well, so there's a certain irony in that clip you just showed, Alex, because other than Donald Trump, there's really no one in America more responsible for the election of Ron DeSantis in 2018 than Congressman Matt Gaetz. People have to remember that that DeSantis was running at about 7% in the polls. Every single 67 Republican county chairman in the state, the entire Republican power structure had endorsed Ron DeSantis's opponent. It was Matt Gaetz who persuaded President Trump to endorse and take a chance on Congressman DeSantis. DeSantis zoomed ahead in the Republican primary. And then, as Matt Gaetz correctly said, Trump had to change his schedule to come to Florida in the final 2 weeks of the 2018 campaign to drag DeSantis across the finish line. What amazes me, Alex, is that Governor DeSantis has maintained his discipline under relentless taunts and attacks by Donald Trump, which is his combative, pugilistic style. If I had a dollar for every person who contacted me and said, I love Trump and I like DeSantis, please tell him to stop attacking DeSantis. First of all, you're wasting your breath. Donald Trump makes his own decisions. But secondarily, that strategy has paid off two times. One time in the sense that Trump has taken on all of these investigations of him, whether they are by Soros, Stooge, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, or whether they are by Soros, Stooge, Fannie Wills, the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, or whether they are by special counsel Jack Smith. He has called them out as partisan witch hunts. You know that drives his lawyers crazy. You know his lawyers are saying, don't do that. But he has galvanized the public. He's also taken on DeSantis. And then DeSantis loses his discipline and comes out in the worst possible way, says, I'm not getting involved in this effort to take down Trump by Alvin Bragg. I'm not getting involved. But he then recycles the fake charges. I don't know anything about hush money payments to a porn star, recycling the narrative of the left, infuriating Trump's supporters. Then he doubles down with Piers Morgan, makes it even worse. He attacks Trump's moral character. Are you kidding me, Governor? You didn't care about his moral character when he raised you out of obscurity and catapulted you to the governorship. You had no problems with his moral character then. It was a giant misreading and a tactical blunder. And this comes on the heels, Alex, of DeSantis trying to reinvent his position on the war in Ukraine to sound more like Trump. So he tries to say, well, Russia's not our biggest problem, and I'm against the blank check given to them by the Biden administration. And then when his globalist multimillionaire and billionaire donors go out of their minds, he flops back and says, well, Putin's a war criminal, which is just rhetoric designed to assuage the anger of his globalist donors. So he screws up his position on the war, and he gets the deep enmity of Trump country. Here's what the governor doesn't understand. His base is a microcosm of the Trump base, but the Trump base is broader, deeper, and far more intense. People like Ron DeSantis here in Florida, but they love Donald Trump. And new polls showing Trump leading DeSantis by 2 points in Florida, that's not bad, that's good.
What about the national polls of 28 points?
And the New York Times is even reporting it. The Hill is reporting it. He has zoomed ahead of DeSantis. He is the nominee apparent at this point. If I were Governor DeSantis, I would completely rethink my plan and not run.
Even the New York Post says today, and I'll show it in a moment. It's in this big stack. I've got to dig it out. That his top donors are telling DeSantis, hang it up and wait until another election.
Yeah, I've seen that. And then, of course, Karl Rove makes a giant blunder talking about the DeSantis campaign on Fox. He mistakenly slips and calls it our campaign. I think that tells us everything we want to know.
All right, so let me move on here, because I don't want to, and I get it's important to talk about DeSantis, but I don't want to obsess over him. What about Alvin Bragg? Are they still going to try to indict him? Is Trump right saying Bragg is going to drop it?
I don't think we know. You have to assume that George Soros' minions are on the phone putting the heat on Bragg even as we speak. Soros paid for Bragg's election. Bragg would like to have a political future. I learned the hard way in a D.C. courtroom, facts, truth, the law, those things don't really matter. I think Bragg's case blew apart last week with the testimony of Robert Costello to the grand jury. We only know about this because Costello has the right to talk about his testimony. He introduced evidence and documents proving that that Alvin Bragg's principal witness, Michael Cohn, is a noted liar. Cohn lied about me. Cohn said before Congress under oath that he overheard a conversation between me and candidate Trump in 2016, in which I told him the WikiLeaks disclosures were coming. There's no record, telephone record to prove this. The secretary, who he said came into the room to say that I was on the phone, has no memory of it whatsoever.
But Roger, just stop right there. Let me back you up. You were a consultant, weren't officially hired here then. I was on your ass every 2 days saying I'd hire you and give you a job if you got WikiLeaks on, and did you know? And you said, no, I know Randy Credico. He knows him. He says it's going to be big. And the WikiLeaks, Assange was on TV going on Hannity saying that. So I know you didn't have it because you've always been honest with me. You're a very honest person, despite what the media says. You didn't have it. You never got it. I was very frustrated with you.
But Michael Cohn said this conversation happened before the Democratic convention in 2016. Then he changed his story and said it happened before the Republican convention. Alex, I can tell you exactly when it happened. Never. Michael Cohn is a liar. They didn't call him as a witness in my trial because they know he would have been destroyed on the stand. If Alvin Bragg moves ahead, relying solely on the testimony of Michael Cohn, particularly given the statement yesterday released by Trump from Stormy Daniels, in which even she and her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, say he's unreliable as a witness, this didn't happen. Bragg's case has been destroyed. Will he bring it anywhere? Anyway, it's Manhattan. Can you imagine what this jury will look like?
Well, that's the next question. What about Georgia? What about the D.C. cases?
Well, here's the point, I guess. If Trump were elected president, he would have the authority to pardon himself. He cannot pardon himself from a state conviction. So he needs to avoid being charged in New York or Georgia. And if they ultimately want to charge him federally, I don't see how they get that to trial before the 2024 election. Therefore, he could run for president while under indictment, wear it as a badge of honor in the sense that it's evidence that he's being persecuted for political reasons. And then upon his election, even before he goes to trial, he could pardon himself. How do you like that?
Well, let's talk about this when we come back. You know the deep state. You've studied them. What are they going to pull now? Because they sure as hell don't give up. And wow, Trump right back in the driver's seat, more than a year and a half out from the next election. What a circus. This is going to be the most spectacular and most dangerous election ever. How do we keep it peaceful? Roger Stone's our guest. Stay with us. All right, Alex Jones here back live on Sunday night. Your phone calls for all of you holding Killer and Ignacio and Julio and Candace and Lewis and Kim and Bart and Mark and Gary Gold. Every one of you will get on air. We love you and appreciate you holding. But I had to get Roger on last minute because I just thought, I should try to get Roger on. Can he do it? And he was able to do it. Roger, in the 9 minutes we have left in this segment, I want to support Trump. And he is better because he's anti-war. And a lot of it, and his pedigree is not, I love George Herbert Walker Bush, because I couldn't prove he was in Skull and Bones, but he says his idol is George Herbert Walker Bush and Yale. So to me, that has some major problems. I want to believe in DeSantis. And to me, it's not a beauty pageant here, but it really gets down to issues. So much of the system likes DeSantis versus hating Trump. Why does the system hate Trump? And what do you, knowing him for 45 years, being his very close confidant, believe he'll do when he gets back in? He says, I'll destroy the deep state. I'll bring down the New World Order. Just that rhetoric alone really makes me be concerned for his safety. And let's be honest, that's a lot of questions. But last question, what will the system do if they already went so crazy to stop him before and failed? What are they going to do now? That's my biggest concern, is that they are going to go crazy.
Well, I think they've already done it in the sense that they have weaponized our federal judicial system in an attempt to try to charge him in connection to either January 6th or his handling of classified documents prior to the election. The point, I guess, is that Donald Trump came to Washington in 2017 and he did not come from the world of politics. And therefore, it may have been somewhat naive. He had all the right instincts, but he believed there were two groups, two teams, the Republicans and the Democrats. He never realized that, unlike with Ronald Reagan, Republicans would not really close ranks around him, and that many Republicans were dedicated to his destruction. For example, acting Attorney General Ron Rosenstein was a Republican. Rosenstein, on the recommendation of the White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, appointed Robert Mueller as a special counsel.
And then look at what Sessions did.
Sessions was every bit as bad by recusing himself. My point, of course, is that Trump is a man who's learned a hard lesson. I think a second Trump presidency will be rhino-free. You already see it in his campaign. Jared Kushner's not around. His daughter is not around. But Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, both hardcore patriots, hardcore American first, hardcore conservatives, they're front and center in his.
And notice, he didn't even want Abbott or Cruz at his rally yesterday. That's positive.
I'm having a little trouble with your audio here.
Sorry, Roger. I was saying he didn't want Abbott or Cruz at the rally either yesterday. That's a good sign.
Well, I mean, of course, my real question is, where was your governor? Where was your U.S. senator? I don't know if Ted Cruz is holding back, thinking that he's a potential candidate, but that's not going to happen. Donald Trump is not going to withdraw from this race under any circumstances. He will run whether he is charged in these completely politically motivated investigations or not. And I think that he will triumph. But, you know, in all honesty, Governor DeSantis has to expect that there's going to be a deconstruction of his record, because many of the things that you believe, because he has said them, are not necessarily true. On the question of the vaccinations, his position is identical to that of Donald Trump. I met a man last Sunday, whose son died after taking the COVID-19 vaccination. And he told me that he decided to let his son take the vaccination because he saw Governor DeSantis on TV saying it was safe, it was effective, and it would protect his son from infection, which, of course, it didn't. This idea, I would have fired Fauci, he tells Piers Morgan. Why don't you fire David Koerner, the vax Nazi that you just appointed to your cabinet 2 weeks ago? I mean, why didn't you fire your own advisors? This idea that he signed a ban, no, he signed a law giving immunity to anybody who pushed the vaccination and said it was safe and effective.
Okay, Roger, listen, I don't mind going there if you want to open this up, but Trump's been just as bad as DeSantis, and I'm mad at Trump about it. But in the larger picture, I get what you're saying. But regardless,
we both are. I agree with you, Alex. I don't like his position on the vaccination either. But don't try to tell me Governor DeSantis's position is different. He's trying to make it sound different. But what about taking $9 million from Florida Power and Light, and then getting the greatest single rate increase for electricity that this state
has
ever had?
No, I understand that you want to destroy DeSantis to make the way for Trump. You think he's better. I respect that. Okay, what I'm saying is I believe DeSantis is already eclipsed. It is already in the rearview mirror. I'm now more worried about the deep state and how they come after Trump.
Look, they're going to do that anyway, which is why I think the single greatest mistake he or we can do is any intimation of violence or lawlessness. No, we're not for an insurrection. No, we're not for an uprising. No, everything.
So you agree with me flipping out this week with the baseball bat and the death and destruction thing? And I'm glad Trump removed that, right? He doesn't need that, right?
Entirely counterproductive. And I think this is absolutely key. Let us not step into the same trap that some patriots stepped into on January 6th. Why was the Secret Service calling my hotel room and telling me that they had been instructed to escort me to the Capitol? This was a trap that I, thank God, avoided. I know nothing about the illegal events of January 6th. You did go, and I saw the video of you. You jumped up on a chair and said, no, pull back. Do not breach the Capitol. I saw it. But it was a setup, and we cannot fall for that setup again. So those who decide anywhere along in this process, if the president is indicted in New York, or if he is indicted in Georgia, or if he is indicted federally, and you want to go to a public protest, keep it peaceful, keep it civil, keep it orderly, keep it legal, because it's a trap. They want, the only way they can stop this forward momentum of the America First movement is by incorrectly accusing us of trying to foment insurrection or violence. They are, in fact, the violent ones. We know this from history. They burned down half the country, but we have a two-tier justice system. So BLM and Antifa are not held responsible, but if you make any intimation that can be read, even if it's unfair, as advocating violence, it is counterproductive, absolutely counterproductive. The America First movement is on a roll, folks. Don't take the bait. And remember, not everybody wearing an America First or a Make America Great red cap is really a friend. Do not be goaded into stupid, senseless acts of violence. That is what they want. That's the only thing that can derail Donald Trump at this point.
All right. StoneZone.com, Roger Stone. Please join us again coming up in the week. We got 30 seconds left. Any other tidbits?
Look, I think this is a watershed moment. We're going to know early next week what Alvin Bragg does. I don't think we know. I think it is a question that is up in the air. But Trump has been absolutely right to get out there on offense in his combative, pugilistic style, take on the prosecutors, whether they're federal or state, in terms of questioning their motives, asserting his influence, and taking the wood to Governor DeSantis, who is now definitely on the descent based on all of the polling. Trump was right.
I would call it a nosedive.
I would call it that, too.
All right, Roger Stone, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. God bless you.
All right, folks, massive information phone calls coming up on the other side. Stay with us. It's Sunday night. InfoWars.com. All right, I'm going to rampage through your calls now, so be ready. Make your point. I'm going to hang up on you because I respect you. I want to get to the next person. Let's go ahead and go to Owl Killer in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
So, Alex, We've already won. I noticed that when Tucker had when Tucker mentioned Julian Huxley in UNESCO the other day, and that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Jimmy Dore interview where he's going through Event 201 and George Gal running that the tabletop exercise, and how they were even wargaming how to do misinformation, what to say if somebody calls it a lab leak. They're done. Trump, stay disciplined. I totally agree.
I meant to get to those clips Friday, but I had General Flynn on for an hour and a half. I didn't. What everything we're saying that patriots were saying 40 years ago that's all true, that nobody, like 1% knew, now it's mainstream. That is devastating.
Do you know how many people looked up UNESCO after Tucker brought that up? People have no idea what it is. They're done.
They don't know it's the private corporate world government model for depopulation.
Exactly. And now they're out in the open. It's clear they needed COVID and they need World War III to write over their banking system. I'm going to have to write over the banking collapse. They're looking for an excuse. I want to echo Carlos real quick. We need somebody with a plan. We need a idea with a new currency. Trump needs to get some ideas going forward. We need our currency backed by gold.
That's right, because the old system's coming to an end. We've got to not just fight the old system. We've got to fight for the new system, not the new system they push.
Yes, and he needs to have people ready to go. He needs to be talking to General Flynn. He needs to be talking to people. He needs to be talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Could you imagine if that's his running mate?
Well, he almost put him in the cabinet before. He needs to, exactly. God bless you. Incredible points. Let's talk to Ignacio in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Happy Sunday.
God bless you.
Shout out to your father. Great toothpaste. Big fan.
Thank you.
I'm loving it so far. Hey, so my perspective, and you know, I understand that you've been angry towards Trump on the vaccine side of things, right? But we also got to understand and see it from the lens of the 2020 elections, in which he might have gained, you know, and I'm estimating, I don't truly know the right numbers, but he might have gained a good, you know, 5 to 7 million votes just by being in charge of that program, which I hate, by the way. I'm unvaccinated. My dad is, my mom is not. So like we're all kind of split. But the point is that he gained a certain amount of votes by owning that. And they were going to use it against him regardless, whether he went with it or he went without it. They were going to attack him, and use that against him. So I would say, you know, we got to put that in the rearview mirror and focus on DeSantis, because he's deep state. He's another George Bush. And if we put DeSantis out of the fight, it's all over for them. And that's when things are going to get very scary. I think Trump, I hate to say it, but he needs to amp up security or whatever it takes. But like, we need to keep the man safe. He totally is devastating the deep state with all the talk he's doing lately and all the points he's making. So Trump is the guy. DeSantis is fake. Otherwise, he would have sent more than 50 migrants. He would be sending busloads every day. All he did was a photo shoot, just to collect MAGA points, but the guy is not really MAGA.
All right. Interesting points, Ignacio. Thank you, sir. Another caller from Colorado. Julio, you're on the air.
Boy, Alejandro, I must say, I picked a good decision moving from the Midwest to the Rocky Mountain West. A lot of freedom fighters out here, including Ignacio. Nice to hear. If I'm putting my Tim Russert hat on, coming from the journalism side, don't love Trump, could care less about the politics. But as all your callers have mentioned, he goes nowhere without a strong cabinet, a strong base of people where they don't stab him in the back. He's not taking advice from a rights priest or Sean Hannity or all these types of bozos, right? It's quite clear, listening from the callers, that Trump is going to need a strong VP candidate, a strong everything. And moving forward, he's got to be on the offense, talking about the deep state, shining a light on these types of people. Stop messing around during your campaign speeches if you really want to galvanize the rest of the public. Because I tell you what, I see it in my small town in northern Colorado. I see it in Denver. I see it back in the Midwest. People are waking up, and it's only going to get crazier before November 24 comes around. So and I'm talking about bank collapse. I'm talking about weather wars. I'm talking about train derailments, et cetera, Alex.
I agree with you, and I like the super hardcore rhetoric we're getting from Trump right now.
No, absolutely. You look, who's talked about this in the last, say, three decades in American politics other than Ron Paul, other than people who were considered super fringe? Now that it's on Saturday Night Live, when Woody Harrelson's talking about the real drug pushers of this country, to even Bill Maher, people are hungry for more, as you said.
Exactly. We the people have moved the needle towards reality, and Trump's just riding in on a surfboard. But if he does it, great, because nobody else wants to surf that populist wave. Great points, Julio. Good to hear from you. Candace, thanks for holding from Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, when we climb through the window, we're not getting sacrificed in Trump's Ashley Babbitt pageant. Trump has to win because he has sacrificed Ashley Babbitt. Now he has to make a memorial for her at the Capitol. And he has been involved in genocide. He has been involved in crimes against humanity, which are sociological and biological experiments. We need to hold his attention and hold him hostage to reprogram him, because he took the Pfizer shot. He took the Pfizer money. We did it. We need to use him as a game piece because Trump's had pageants. He's been at the WWF wrestling. He's had game boards, casinos, reality shows on NBC, golf courses. So he's the perfect pinata.
No, I agree with you. We've got to dominate Trump and make him be what we want instead of other special interests. And what you said is so important. Whatever politician this is, the people are the dog. They're the tail. We don't want the tail wagging the dog, Candace.
They're to protect our rights. And that is it. And Ashley Babbitt was sacrificed on January 6th. That was sick, sick, sick. And that was in front of all of her big brother people that she loved, all the police just watching her get hoisted up through the window and then shot, then watching her die.
All right, I hear your call. I appreciate your call. Kim in Long Island, New York, you're on the air.
Alex, pleasure. I'm like almost flabbergasted. I'm speaking with you. I am so blessed to have you in my life during this time. I can't believe people are not supporting you enough. Everybody should be buying every day, even a product, even every week or once a month. But needless to say, I digress. I really, really don't see anybody talking about Trump's foreign policy. He was a master. He is a master. We know that it's going to be a Reaganist moment when he gets inaugurated. It's just like that. It would be just like that when Reagan got inaugurated. What happened? Iran released everybody. This is how it would be. We would be imposing threat. We'd be posturing. So my ultimate question is, what happens if they steal this? What happens if they steal this? What are we going to do? Because for all medicinal purposes, this man should be the one that saves us. Because DeSantis has no foreign policy. He has nothing. I don't want someone to prove to me what he can do. I want a proven master.
Well, it looks like we're going to have Trump as the nominee. You know, we're a year and a half out. But imagine what the deep state's going to do, though, Kim. They're going to go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's so wild, Alex, is that when he walked out the door, I think he started seeing everything that he didn't, you know, his ego. I'm sorry, it is powerful. And I think his ego couldn't let him know that it was so fantastical. I think he saw all this.
No, you're right. He's definitely gotten an education. Thank you, Kim. All right, Bart and many others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. And then Owen Schroyer takes over for Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. All right, last segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the regular Alex Jones Show. Please spread the word. That's how we reach new people, and I thank you. We got loaded phone lines. I'm going to get to every person I can, so I can give each caller about a minute. Bart in Georgia, you're on the air. Bart, go ahead.
Yes, sir. This possible indictment of Trump is really a disguise for an assassination attempt, because Trump's Secret Service is substantially less than any sitting president, and they're going to try to kill him. He shouldn't go. He should just barricade himself inside of Mar-a-Lago and then call for his protesters to block the feds from coming in.
Well, he said he's ready to be assassinated, but definitely, I think what he's doing... the power structure is going to come after him. It doesn't mean he's perfect, but they see him as a threat to their power.
Yeah, and I think his threats of protest was what made them back down, because what they're afraid of is another January 6th. That's why they're trying to set everybody up, because they're so afraid.
No, I agree. They're afraid of a real January 6th. People weren't trying to take over then.
And if we wanted to, we could.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call, Bart. Thanks for holding to say that. Mark in Brooklyn, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. How you doing, my bro?
Good, brother.
Love you, man. Love you. You're the best. Listen, I think Trump is using a psychosocial on these people. You know what I'm saying? When he's threatening them, you know, trying to put them out there, trying to make them do things to show the American people what they're really like, you know, to put them out there. You know what I mean? And I wanted to ask the question, how can we establish and put together a rally or, you know, a march to get these people arrested, to start arresting these people already? How can we start doing this?
Well, I mean, he's having rallies everywhere calling for their arrest. I think it's happening, brother. I don't think one rally's going to do it, but, I mean, that's why this rhetoric's so powerful. Is he's saying these are criminals, they've hijacked your country, they want to destroy you, and we've got to arrest them. I think he's doing it.
Okay, cool. Other than that, I'm going to start trying to do it here in Brooklyn. I'm trying to get people to come together and to go down to the legislation office in downtown Brooklyn and, you know, start doing the same thing.
Well, that's your First Amendment right, and just don't get provocateur, and I'm sure you won't. God bless you, Mark. Thanks for holding. Getting to everybody. Hate to cut people off. These are great calls, but got to get everybody. Gary in New York. Another call from New York. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and thank you very much for your story. I was on the fence for a very long time, but I've gotten a couple of your products and no complaints.
Thank you.
Anybody else that is on the fence, if you're afraid to buy something online, look up virtual credit cards. They protect your account. They've stopped a lot. On to Trump real quick. I'm worried that they're going to use some kind of event to start up something similar to January 6th. And anybody that's at an event that may have somebody trying to do something wrong, we've got to stop it. We got to put a stop to it. We can't do another January 6th where you have a few people breaking windows and opening doors and then allowing people in. As far as Trump, I'm worried now. I think you reported it. Correct me if I'm wrong. The CIA being concerned about a civil war in the country.
Yes.
What if they use Trump, not, you know, him being involved, but what if they trigger something to spark that?
They can do anything. We're in a war with them. They can do stuff. We can do stuff. But I absolutely hear what you're saying. And that's why we've got to have good people everywhere documenting what's happening. I didn't get to it tonight. I will tomorrow. New police footage of the Metro Police, not the Capitol Police, helping storm the Capitol. Such a giant development. We'll be covering it tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Thank you, Gary. Gold in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my point about Trump is, you know, he talks about fighting the deep state and he's going to end them. But really, he needs to end the Federal Reserve, because the only meaningful and substantive regime on earth is the bankers. And the only regime change that matters is changing the bankers and repealing the amendment that gave them the right to coin our money and putting it back into the hands of the people.
You're talking about what happened in 1913, and you're dead on, and Trump is starting to criticize the private Federal Reserve. But you're absolutely right. Let's go to the top of the pyramid. Who's really running it?
All right. God bless.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. Incredible point. These are all incredible callers. Lewis in Wyoming. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How goes it?
Good.
Much love, brother. Yes, I just want to say I'm worried about us becoming a cult of personality. Donald Trump is talking about promoting freedom cities. If you actually look at what he's promoting, it's the exact same thing the WF is promoting as the 15-minute cities. I'm a little bit worried about this. I mean, this is the same guy that was under the lockdown. He's the same guy still touting his vaccine. He saved millions of lives. I don't believe him as far as I can throw him.
Well, most of what you say is legitimate, the first part. His new freedom cities are brand new cities. The left doesn't want any new cities. They want control our old cities. But so I think you're wrong on the first point. I think you're right about the other points.
I just want to say, let's be careful here. Let's not become a cult of personality. Let's not just say Trump is our savior, because he's not. Jesus Christ is our savior. 1776 is our savior.
God Amen. Bless you, brother. I hear your point. Michael in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
All right. My point is, I think it's a big rope-a-dope. I think they pretty much calculate that he's a shoe-in for the nomination. And I honestly think they just called Bill Clinton, and Clinton said, well, all you got to do is just get a third-party candidate like Ross Perot and split the vote, and Biden's back in. And that's pretty much it. So, I mean, I agree
with you that they're going to try a populist third-party candidate to split the vote. Who would that candidate be?
I don't even think it has to be populist. I just think it's the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, Jeb Bush. Right? They dig him up from the bayou or whatever. But
so how do we counter that, Michael?
Well, you know, Trump's not a team player. He's an enforcer. Okay, but somehow he's got to get somebody that semi-establishment Republican to be on his ticket, whether that's a Ted Cruz or somebody. But he's got to have somebody that's going to be a legitimate Republican. Yeah, that's my only thought.
No, you're right. The Republican Party will run a third-party candidate against him, and I'll be talking about that all week. You're totally right. That's their ace in the hole. That's why I love taking calls. Didn't even think of that. Boom, it's hiding in plain view. Thank you, Michael. All right, Will in Southern California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I think it's such a huge issue, and there's so many potential voters that are on the left that aren't happy with what's going on right now. And if he would just denounce his genomic experiment, I just lost my sister late last year, and I always say he's not my savior. He was my coach. And also want to know what you think about the Uniparty. Is RFK Jr. A viable alternative?
I like RFK, but he's still too liberal on guns and things, but I think he's a good man. You know, maybe Trump should run with RFK. Wow, that would get a bunch of Democrat votes, wouldn't it?
That would be the best of both worlds.
I was thinking of that earlier. What if Trump chose RFK as his running mate? I mean, they assassinated his father when he was winning the primaries. It's just like they stole an election from Trump. They killed RFK Jr.'s father. Thanks for the call. I could talk to all these callers an hour. They're all amazing, but we're getting to them all here. Al in Michigan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, pleasure to talk to you.
Dude,
hey,
go ahead.
What about a Jones-Trump ticket?
Well, we're selling an Alex Jones for president t-shirt for fun to fund the operation. But no, I'm not going to be running for president with Trump.
Hey, but I would vote for you over Trump. I mean, you would be the best candidate to sharpen him in the Republican, the whole primary and whatnot. You're gonna bring up the issues that need to be talked about. And you know, Washington didn't want to be president, but when the time came, he stood up and did what the country needed.
Well, that's definitely not my plan. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm sorry to Rosie. Says why Trump keeps talking about DeSantis and Mark in Florida. Trump and the Bible. Guys, don't let me forget tomorrow. Owen is going to take the calls. Do not hang up, Rosie. Do not hang up, Mark. And Al, don't hang up. You got more to say. Owen wants to talk to you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Owen Schroyer for 2 hours taking your phone calls. We'll go to break for 2 minutes. And he'll be in the seat live tonight taking your calls. Please. The problem is we ordered such a small number of the Alex Jones for President shirts that I can't even really plug those because they haven't ordered more. They'll be sold out in like a day, seriously. But the turmeric toothpaste is great. The CBD oil is amazing. The Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for funding us. Make a straight donation. InfoWarsStore.com says donate up at the top. We're still on air. We're still here. Thanks to all of you. And we're winning. All right, great job of the crew. Your phone calls, Al, Rosie, Mark, and others are coming up with the great Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live. There's only 6 minutes in ads an hour. We only do local ads for local stations. Very soon, I'm going to do it with my regular show. We're about to cut a lot of ads out of the show, so get ready for that. All right, we'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.